Welcome to your Monex USA Daily Market Update for Thursday, February 26, 2026. The U.S. dollar is trading in mixed but largely positive ranges this morning, bolstered by better-than-expected employment data. Initial jobless claims for the week ending February 21 came in at 212,000, beating the forecast of 216,000. Meanwhile, continuing claims also surprised to the upside, landing at 1,833,000 versus the expected 1,858,000. This data suggests the U.S. labor market is firming up, shifting policy focus back toward inflation. On that front, concerns have eased slightly as Oman mediates negotiations between the United States and Iran, reducing the likelihood of a U.S. strike. Brent crude oil is trading near $70 a barrel, down more than 1% from yesterday. Now, let's talk about the Bloomberg Dollar Index. Risk reversals on the index are trading in a rare configuration, one that has only occurred 11 times in the past 5 years. These instances, clustered between June and October of last year, reflect a lack of consensus among traders. Historically, when traders do pick a side in this scenario, the dollar tends to rally significantly over the following trading sessions. Could we see a similar move this time? It's something to keep an eye on. Here's what to watch for this week. At 10 a.m. today, we'll get factory orders and durable goods data. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., the Conference Board Confidence Report will be released. And on Friday at 8:30 a.m., we'll see January's Producer Price Index figures. Turning to the global stage, the Japanese yen is the G10's top performer against the U.S. dollar this morning. This follows a statement from Bank of Japan Governor Ueda, hinting at a potential rate hike in either March or April. Adding to the momentum, BOJ board member Hajime Takada, who descended on holding rates steady in January, has renewed his call for a hike. Prime Minister Takichi has also expressed support for leaving monetary policy decisions to the central bank. While long-term uncertainty remains, these developments mark a positive step for the yen. On the other hand, the British pound is underperforming against the greenback today. All eyes are on a by-election in Greater Manchester for the Gorton and Denton seat. This election is seen as a key test for Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour Party. Labour won the seat by 37 points just 19 months ago, but their chances of retaining it now stand at only 12%. A loss here could signal growing public dissatisfaction with Starmer's leadership and the Labour majority, potentially foreshadowing losses in May's local elections. That's it for today's Daily Market Update from Monex USA. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next time with more insights to keep you informed and ahead of the curve. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.